The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Respected brothers and sisters, we've gathered here for the Wilada anniversary of our beloved 10th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi al-Naqi alayhi salam. So on this very special evening, I want to congratulate the Imam of our time and all the believers. And we're very thankful to Allah and very grateful that we have this chance to remember the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and to show our dedication and our commitment to them. This evening, I wanted to take this time to, inshallah, help us understand a little bit more about our beloved Imam and some of the legacy that he had, some of the great things that he gave us, the great gifts that he gave us. So one of the other things that the Imam alayhi salam is very famous for is that he was able to teach us some of the profundity, some of the profound ways that we can get close to Allah by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, or through the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This is one beautiful story that we're told that once one of the companions of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, you know, he writes to him and he asks him a very interesting question. And really, like, sometimes you study these letters and you think about what was the position of these companions where they would even think about asking these types of questions. So what he asks him is this. He says that sometimes I have something that I present to my Lord, my Rabb. You know, we as believers, as Muslims, you know, as people who, inshallah, God is the center of our lives, we should constantly be sharing our thoughts with Allah, right? We're constantly asking Him. We're constantly like thinking, okay, what is it that God wants of me, right? Constantly feeling the, enjoying the benefit of feeling the presence of God, right? That's the way a believer should be, constantly. Like, we're always thinking, okay, what does God want of me? What is He thinking? How is He helping me right now, right? And asking His help. So what this companion asked Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he says, sometimes there's something that I am sharing with my Lord, I also want my Imam to know about it as well. Now, how can I make that happen? Because it wasn't the case that he was living in the same city as the Imam. Even if he were, by that time, it was very difficult for the companions of the Imam to access the Imam because of all the different circumstances. I mean, the Shias were under severe like threat for their lives if they were to be known as supporters of the Ahlul Bayt. Sometimes, even if they were to mention a single hadith in praise of Imam alayhi salam, they would be killed. Right? That's how difficult it was to live at that time. Now, what does this companion of Imam Hadi alayhi salam ask? He says that, what can I do? Sometimes I want my Imam to know about what I'm asking my Lord as well. Now, just think about this, that imagine that you have a place in your life for your Imam where you want him to be aware of what's going on in your life to that point, right? It's so beautiful that that person's even thinking that way, you know, and we can kind of experience this because sometimes let's say that, you know, you have a good relationship with your mother and your father, right? Then let's say important things are going on in your life. Then you fill them in. You're like, hey, Mom, Dad, you know, I have this going on, that going on. I want you to be aware of this, right? Even when you get to be older, let's say something major is going on, like you're starting a new job, you're having a, you know, Allah's gifted you with a child or whatever, right? What do you do? The first thing is you call up your mom and dad. You say, Mom, Dad, I have some news for you, right? That's what a good child would do. Why? Because they want their parents to be involved in their lives. But now, imagine now that you have this companion who's thinking that, I want my Imam to be there. I want him to be aware of what's going on. So what does Imam Hadi alayhi salam say? He says that all you have to do is to move your lips and what you're looking for will happen. That's all you have to do is move your lips. Now, there's a saying that's attributed to Ayatollah Behjat. I don't know if, you know, I'm just saying it's attributed to him. He says that if you look at the distance between your mouth and your ears, if you look at the distance between your mouth and your ears, it's about the distance of like a single hand span right here, right? So he says that, imagine it takes like a little bit of time, right? A very small amount of time when you say something for yourself to hear it, right? He said that according to this hadith, before your own ear hears what you're saying, the imam will hear what you have to say. Because he says that all you do is move your lips and what you're looking for will be known. Right? So then Ayatollah Bashad, according to this report, he says that, you know, form your connection with your imam. Build that connection. It's something that is for you. It's necessary. You need that help. You need that connection. Right? So this is one of the profound teachings which is coming from Imam Hadi alayhi salam. So two more things, inshallah, about the imam. One of them is there's a very beautiful story told about the imam alayhi salam. Now, Imam Hadi, of course, you know, he had a lot of opposition from the Abbasid Khalifas, right? And eventually he was martyred by them. But the Abbasid Khalifas, just like the Umayyads before them, there was this thing that they realized that the same people that they were targeting, the same people they were trying to get killed, the same people, these people were the ones who at times they didn't have any other option but to go to their doorstep and to beg from them. Okay, so there's a very interesting story that's told of Al-Mutawakkil. Al-Mutawakkil was like one of the Khulafa who was very, you know, he's famous for being like extremely harsh and hostile to the Shias. One time, Al-Mutawakkil gets sick. Okay, and it gets to the point where the doctors are saying that the only way he can be cured is if a surgeon comes and maybe even amputates a part of his body. Now, people were scared of Mutawakkil, and they were scared of even suggesting that, Asantum, they were scared of even suggesting that such a thing should be done to him. Mutawakkil had a mother, and that mother was, you know, she was a mother, and she felt for her own son. And when things got to be dire, what she did is she said that I'm making a promise to God that if he gets well, I'm going to send a gift of money to Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Now imagine the mother of the enemy, she knows that in dire circumstances, there's only one place you can go to, which is the doorstep of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I'm going to send, and it was a large amount of money, I'm going to send it to Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Now, when you know, the court advisor, he tells Mutawakkil that, look, you're sick, right? The only thing that you can do at this point is maybe we can go to Imam Hadi alayhi salam. We can get like some type of like prescription from him. They go to him. Imam Hadi alayhi salam gives them something. He says, he asks them, what's wrong? They describe it. He says, okay, this is what you have to do. They go, they prepare this concoction, right? And everyone's laughing at it. Everyone's like, what is this thing that Imam Hadi alayhi salam said, right? It's not going to cure. Because it was like something that they said, they thought it was something, they need something really, really complicated. Very simple. Sure enough, through Imam Hadi's prescription, Mutawakkil gets cured from the sickness that he has. Now, soon afterwards, now his mom didn't tell him what she had done, right? But she sends Imam Hadi the money. Soon afterwards, Mutawakkil hears some rumors that Imam Hadi alayhi salam is going to be, you know, having a rebellion against the Khalifa. So he sends his people at night, his soldiers at night, to go and to search the Imam's home. When they get there, it's dark, they think the Imam is sleeping, but actually he's awake, he welcomes them, right? He tells them, okay, you're here to search the home? Yeah, okay, go ahead, right? You can go wherever you want to go. They go, they search the home. The only thing they see is one sack of coins. And the sack of coins, it has like the seal of the mother of Mutawakkil. So they're confused. They go back to Mutawakkil, they say, look at, we saw he was praying, he doesn't have anything, it's not like he has like a storehouse of weapons or anything like that. The only thing he had was a sack of money. And so Mutawakkil is confused. He says that, like, you know, where did this come from? He summons his mother and he asks his mother, he says that, what happened here? So his mother explains to him that when you were very sick, I knew that the only way The only option that we had was to go to the house of the Ahlul Bayt. That's when I made this promise. And when Mutawakkil hears this, he says that whatever you gave to the Imam, I'm going to give that same amount as well too. And so he orders that that money be sent back to the Imam alayhi salam. Now this is the way it works, right? That these people, like even if you look at early history of Islam, those same people who deprived Imam Ali alayhi salam of his rights, they're the same people who would at other times they would acknowledge that the best of people, the most fitting for leadership was Imam Ali alayhi salam. But it was the only way that they could remain in power was to do that type of oppression and to keep the Imam under that type of like restricted sort of circumstances.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.